I'm Tim McGuire, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. William Taylor tells the House Intelligence Committee that one of his aides heard President Trump in a phone call.
The highest-ranking American diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, revealed an aide overheard a phone conversation. President Trump was asking EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the investigations. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
At the White House, President Trump says he doesn't recall the phone conversation.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Republicans like Jim Jordan say Democrats have no more than second and third-hand knowledge.
The American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
Chair Adam Schiff says the inquiry will affect the future of the presidency.
What kind of conduct or misconduct the American people may come to expect from their commander-in-chief.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
An official familiar with the matter says the staffer Taylor referred to is David Holmes, the political counselor at the embassy in Kiev. Holmes has been invited to testify before Congress on Friday. People across the country watching the hearing today in Oakland, retiree Paul White says the Democrats need to come up with more compelling evidence.
This is going to take something really, really so egregious that people can't deny that something has to happen.
LSU student Delaney McDonald says no matter the outcome of the impeachment effort, Congress is obliged to do its job.
Whether or not an impeachment comes from this is not necessarily important. I think, though, the inquiry matters to the public, and it matters for us to get knowledge and to be able to question these issues so that we know what's going on as the public. We have the right to know.
Another hearing is set for Friday. This is AP News. Surprising news about superbug infections. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
The Centers for Disease Control says about 36,000 Americans died from drug-resistant infections in 2017, but that's down 18% since 2013. Officials credit an intense effort in hospitals to control the spread of extremely dangerous infections. But while deaths are going down, the report says infections overall are up. And while superbugs mainly have been considered a hospital problem, they are appearing much more often elsewhere. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The World Health Organization announces the start of a pilot program to pre-qualify human insulin to increase treatment for diabetes in low- and middle-income countries. The WHO says about 65 million people with type 2 diabetes need insulin, but only half of them are able to access it, largely due to the high price. All people with type 1 diabetes need insulin in order to survive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.